Mishnah Gimel, when a woman gets married, in general, any property which she has, the husband may benefit from during the marriage. And there are two categories of property which she can bring into the marriage. The first is known as Nichtzei Tzim Barzel, and this generally refers to property which she brings into the marriage from the beginning, and fundamentally, Nichtzei Tzim Barzel are considered to be the property of the husband. It's not the property of the wife which the husband can benefit from. The property itself is considered to be the husband's. However, they generally write the Nichtzei Tzim Barzel in the Kasuba. The Kasuba is the document which they write when a man gets married to somebody, and written in the document are all of the obligations which he has towards the woman, and also what he will give her if he divorces her or dies before her. So there's a fixed amount of money which he has to give her, which would go to her from his property. And as well as that, the value of the property which she brings into the marriage, that exact value she would also receive upon divorce or the death of the husband. Whether that property ended up going up or down in value, she would receive the exact value which it was worth at the time of marriage. On the other hand, Nichtzei Meloig, that is the second category of property, and this fundamentally is considered to be her property. Just as the halach is that the husband can benefit from it. And whatever that property produces, for example, if she has a field and there are lots of trees which produce fruit, so the husband would get the fruit. And examples of Nichtzei Meloig would include inheritance if she inherits something, so it's considered to be hers, but the husband can benefit from it. And Nichtzei Meloig are generally not written inside of the Kasuba. And the halacha is that since they're considered to be hers, so if they go up or down in value throughout the marriage, at the time that the husband dies or divorces her, she will take the property itself. Whether it went up in value or down in value, it is not dependent on the value at all. Rather, the property remained hers always. So she just takes the property as it is, regardless of its current value. Now the Mishnah in Kasubas says that both according to his Shammai and Beis Hillel, if a woman who is engaged to a man, which means she has gone through the stage of Kiddushin, where the man has acquired her, that's the first half of marriage, but not yet the stage of Nisuin. Nisuin is when they have the chuppah, and they have relations together, that is considered the completion of the marriage. And although nowadays we do the Kiddushin and Nisuin in one, he gives her the ring under the chuppah. However, in the times of the Mishnah, they would often have a very long gap in between when he would do Kiddushin and when he would do Nisuin. The general custom was to wait 1 year. And the Mishnah sort of states that if she sells any of her property during that period in which she is engaged, meaning she has got Kiddushin already, but she has not yet gone through Nisuin, that sale is considered to be a valid sale. And the husband, once they get married, will have no rights over that property which she has already sold, even if she sold it after he had done Kiddushin with her. However, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue over there in that Mishnah as to whether she is allowed to do that ideally. According to Beis Shammai, she is. According to Beis Hillel, she is not. However, in this case, says the Mishnah, Shemeres Yovam, a Shemeres Yovam whose husband has died, she is awaiting Yibam Uchalitza, Shenofla Nechosim, who inherited property, so this would be considered Nichtzei Meloig. The truth is, we're going to see Beis Hillel will discuss other types of property as well, but since Beis Shammai will only talk about the Nichtzei Meloig, and that is the point about which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, so the Mishnah's example refers to a case of Nichtzei Meloig, which are fundamentally her property. Says the Mishnah, Moedim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shemar Cheres V'Nisunei Senes V'Kayam, that she is even ideally allowed to sell it or give it away, and the sale or gift will be considered totally valid, such that the Yovam will have no rights over that property. When it comes to a woman who has got Kiddushin already, so Kiddushin is always considered to be the first stage of the real marriage. So to sell property is considered to be depriving the future husband of property which should really go to him. Furthermore, the bond which there is between a man and a woman who are engaged, who have had Kiddushin, is considered to be a very strong connection. Proof being that if somebody else has relations with that woman after she has received Kiddushin, he is liable to the death penalty. Just like if one has relations with a married woman. And that is not the case when it comes to Shemeres Yavam. And also when it comes to Shemeres Yavam, the Yavam could do Chalitza, So if she sells the property, it's not necessarily depriving the Yavam of something which should go to him. There are two choices over here, Yibam or Chalitza. So if she does sell it, even according to Beis Hillel, it is totally okay to sell it. Certainly if she does sell it, it's valid. But even ideally, she is able to do so, because this is different to a woman who is engaged for the two reasons which we just gave. Now what happens if Mesa, the Shemeres Yavam, dies before having received Yibam or Chalitza? Maya Subir Subasa. What should they do with her kasuba, firstly? That's referring to the money which is written in the kasuba which she receives upon the death or divorce of the husband. And included in the Mishnah's question is also what to do with the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, which are generally written inside of the kasuba. Again, Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel are the property which fundamentally belongs to the husband, and she receives the exact value which they were worth at the beginning when the husband dies or divorces her. And furthermore, asks the Mishnah, what do we do with the property which come into the marriage and out of the marriage with her? And that is referring to the Nichsei Meloig, which are fundamentally hers. Who inherits the Shemeres Yavam? On the one hand, if there was no Yavam here, so certainly her father, or if her father isn't alive, then the father's sons would inherit her, because they are considered to be her family. And her husband is no longer alive, so if there was no Yavam, then that would be the halacha. However, in this case, there is a Yavam, and although he hasn't yet performed any Yibum, there is still a connection between the Yavam and the Shemeres Yavam. There's a Zika. And in a case where he would perform Yibum, so in some ways, you view it as if from the time of death, the Yavam had already taken the place of the dead husband. So in some ways, he should get it more. Because the husband always inherits his wife, and in some ways, the Yavam is now considered in place of the husband. So is Shammai, Mimis Shammai say, when it comes to the Nichsei Meloig, which are considered to be her property, Yachloiku Yoshabalim Yoshav, the inheritors of the husband, that's referring to the Yavam, should split that property in Yoshe Av with the inheritors of her father. So that either actually means her father himself, and if he is not alive, then it means his children, or whoever would inherit her father. Because they both have equal claim. Even before the Yavam has performed Yibam, according to his Shammai, he is already considered to be somewhat in place of the dead husband. And so they both have equal claim on it, and therefore they should split it. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, Nechasim, when it comes to the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, which are considered fundamentally the husband's more than the woman herself, Bechez Kason, they remain in whoever's domain they are associated with. Whoever up until this point had more of a hold on that property. And the truth is, Beis Hillel here is very vague. There is a wide discussion as to what exactly he means in this case. Some understand that it means the husband, so that means the Yavam will inherit all of the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, because they are more associated with the husband, and therefore the Yavam, who is somewhat in place of the husband, will get all of that property. Whereas others explain that Beis Hillel mean that it should be split. So according to that, Beis Shammai could have actually spoken both about Nichsei Meloig and Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, that the law would be to split both of them. Alright, kasuba. The kasuba itself, the money which goes to the woman upon divorce or death of the husband, b'chizkas yoshea ba'al, that is under the hold of the inheritors of the husband. So the Yavam would get all of the money of the kasuba. And the property which goes in and out of the marriage with her, namely the Nichsei Meloig. So here Beis Hillel argue with Beis Shammai, and they say, Bechezkas Yoshe Av, they are considered under the hold of the inheritors of the father, meaning her family would get all of that, since Nichsei Meloig are fundamentally her property.